Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sri Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Radha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sarvo Hridayam Mayam Sadhunam Hridayam Tvaham Mat anya te na jananti naham tepyo manakapi. Translation: the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them.
Čistý bhakta je uvek u mom srcu, ja sam uvek u srcu čistog bhakta. Moji bhakta ne znaju ništa drugo osim mene, ja ne znam nikog drugog osim njih.
In this verse we hear of a relationship between Krishna and the pure devotee.
Ovaj stih priča odnos između Krishna i čistog bhakta.
They are in each other's heart.
Oni su u srcima jednog drugog.
What that means is that the devotee always thinks of Krishna and therefore has Krishna in his heart.
To znači da bhakta uvijek misli na Krishna i zato ima Krishna u svom srcu.
And Krishna always thinks of the pure devotee and therefore has the pure devotee in his heart.
A Krishna uvijek misli na svog čistog bhakta i zato ima čistog bhakta u svom srcu.
You really have let me say, the heart is like a place. Whatever you think of, that comes into this place.
Srce je jedno mjesto gdje dolazi sve ono na što mislite.
In Sombor we were yesterday morning talking about the subject matter my relationship with Krishna, and we meant with my, not my personal one, but each one has his or her relationship with Krishna.
Jučer u Somboru smo pričali o mom odnosu sa Krišnom, ne odnosi se na mene kao osobu, već na svakog osobu kao osobu.
This relationship then, according to this verse, is either strong or weak, depending on if the devotee thinks of Krishna or not thinks of Krishna.
I taj odnos je slab, jak ili slab, u zavisnosti od toga da li bhakta misli na Krišnu ili ne misli na Krišnu.
Now, in the beginning, to think of Krishna will be something which is interrupted often with other thoughts.
Na početku to mišljenje na Krishna će biti uznemireno ili prekinuto od strane drugih misli.
Yes. We have a new place called New Gaurmandal Bhumi in Germany, which is lying in the forest, and I had the opportunity to see a good example of the neophytes thinking of Krishna in the forest.
U Nemačkoj imamo jedno novo mjesto u šumi. Ja sam imao primjer, mislim imao sam mogućnost da vidim primjer tog početničkog mišljenja na Krishnu.
There were these small, let me say, in this forest, several rivers begin.
U toj reci započinje nekoliko reka. U toj šumi započinje nekoliko reka.
Yes, which later become quite big so that people go in boats with over them. But at the beginning, they have the beginning in this šumi.
Oni, on kasnije postaju velike ljudi, idu sa čancima, ali na početku oni su tako mali u šumi.
In the beginning you really have to look if this is a river or is it not a river, because often it is interrupted. It just flows a little bit and then it again is under the earth and then it comes out here and continues there. And it's not so easy to really see what is the river and what is not the river.
I na početku je teško da vidite da li je to uopšte rijeka ili nije, jer ona ide pa prekida se pred ispod zemlje, pa opet izađe, pa onda se suzava, i zato ne možete da zaključite baš da li je rijeka ili nije rijeka.
In the same way, in the beginning, our relationship with Krishna is sometimes very conscious, we are conscious of it, and sometimes we are not so conscious because it's interrupted, our thought flow is interrupted by other thoughts.
I također na početku naše mišljenje na Krišnu je jače ili slabije. Mi smo svjesni Krišnu ili nismo, tako taj tek misli nije tako jak.
Yes, therefore in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness we must be very careful to live a life which is conducive or favorable to remembering Krishna.
Zato na početku trebamo biti jako pretpazljivi da živimo život koji je povoljan za koga se sećamo Krishna.
The thought flow can easily interrupted on, can easily be interrupted, and therefore our relationship can become to Krishna we don't know of it then.
Jer taj tok misli može biti jako lako prekinuti, onda nećemo znati svoj odnos sa Krishna.
Yes. In the beginning it is even said that it is a little austerity to know Krishna.
Na početku kaže se da je čak i mala strogost znati Krishna.
What this means is that you have to endeavor even though there are obstacles to your Krishna consciousness.
To znači da trebate nastaviti da se trudite čak i ako ima prepreke vaše svesnosti Krishna.
In this connection, please remember the example of Lord Brahma, who was all of a sudden waking up at the dawn of creation in a world where there was nothing, absolutely nothing manifested.
U vezi s tim sjetite se primjera Brahme koji se probudio na početku kreacije gdje nije bilo ništa manifestovano.
All he found himself surrounded by only darkness.
Našao se okružen tamo.
Now in the midst of this darkness he heard a two syllable mantra.
U sred te tame čuje mantru od dva sloga.
Which gave him and all of us a clue how to know Krishna.
Koje njemu i svima nama dao ključ kako da doznamo Krishna.
Yes. The syllable was tapa, austerity.
Ti slogovi su bili tapa ili strogost.
Krishna later says he can be known by such austerity.
Krishna kaže da tom strogosti možemo ga spoznati.
What I want to point out at this stage is that in the beginning and also the middle stage of Krishna consciousness we have to be a little bit austere in our life.
Ono što želim da kažem je da na početku i na sredini naše svjesnosti Krishna moramo vršiti strogost u životu.
What that means is we have to absolutely be careful about our previous habits.
To znači da moramo biti apsolutno pripazljivi u vezi sa našim prethodnim navikama.
Our mind in the beginning is like a wild tiger.
Naš um na početku je kao divlji tigar.
It is captured but not tamed.
Uhvaćen je, ali nije ukročen.
When a dompteur, I do not really know the English word. Is there something like a dompteur? That's a tiger trainer.
Dresser.
Yes. Yes. Dresser.
Dresser.
Yes. When the dresser is together with this untamed tiger, he must be extremely careful to control it.
Kad je dresser sa tim neobuzdanim tigrom, mora biti jako pretpazljiv da ga ukroti.
Yes. I have read the autobiography of a dresser when I was in, before I came in to the path of spiritual life. And it's very interesting how these people work with their animals. It was described how he met for the first time his best tiger, who later became just a wonderful, he did many wonderful things in the circus. The dresser has described this, and I want to describe to you how it went.
I tamo je opisano kako je taj dresa sreo se od najbolje tigre koja je postala jako dobar u tom cirkusu kakvi. I ja sam želim da opišem kako je, kako se desilo.
This tiger was no longer a baby tiger. It was a full grown out tiger when he was captured.
Kad je bio uhvaćen, taj tigra nije bio mali, već je bio sasvim veliki izrastao.
And he seemed to be very intelligent. So he was very peaceful. And when the dresser came for the first time in the cage with him, he was lying in a corner. Now the dresser knew this will be a very difficult case.
I dresser je znao da će to biti veoma težak slučaj.
And he had 10 people who had ropes around the neck of the tiger.
I sa sobom je povao 10 ljudi koji su imali tako uravi oko vrata tigra.
So when the tiger saw him,
I kad je tigar video,
he first didn't do anything.
U početku nije ništa uradio.
But then all of a sudden the dresser was a little unattentive.
Ali dresser je jedno trenutko bio nepažljiv.
He got wild.
Onda se razbesnio.
All his hatred.
Sva njegova mržnja.
All his anger.
Sva njegov gnev.
All his feelings for revenge.
Svi njegovi osjećaji rozpete.
Exploded in a second.
Eksplodirali su sutra.
He just ran towards the dresser to finish him. Now the dresser had a leather jacket, this thick leather on. And all the men, immediately took the rope. We have to save the dresser. The tiger is in an attack. So it came very close to tiger.
Tiger je jako blizu.
It actually just made one time, and the big jacket just ripped apart like a piece of a newspaper.
To je samo jednom zamahnuo rukom i ta jakna se rasprala kao list novina.
And he made a noise like you can't believe, like your heart was freezing. If there were not these 10 men or 50 men, I forgot the exact number, who were just holding the ropes outside of the cage, they are outside of the cage here. Yeah.
Ukoliko nije bilo tih 10 ili 15 ljudi, ja se više ne sjećam, koji su držali tigra, ali su bili van kavezu.
The dresser would have no chance at all.
Taj dresser ne bi imao šanse da preživi.
He just stumbled out of the cage and just said, enough training for today, I need a rest now. This is how the mind is at the beginning state of Krishna consciousness.
Takav je um na početku svjesnosti Krišne.
It will be like a tiger.
Biće poput tigra.
It will not accept the control which comes when we have to surrender to Krishna.
On neće prihvatiti kontrolu koja dođe kad se moramo predati Krišni.
It will make a show you won't believe your eyes.
A on će napraviti predstavu i tako da ne vjerujete očima.
This is how much the mind is accustomed to not surrendering to Krishna.
Što mi je tako naviknut da se ne predaje Krishna.
I have seen things in my life and in the life of other devotees. I became afraid of the mind and its power.
Yes.
This is in the beginning of Krishna consciousness. We have to have strong ropes to catch the tiger of the mind. And just bring it systematically to the thought of, to the surrender of Krishna and to the thought of Krishna. If you are not prepared for this austerity,
ako niste pripremljeni za tu strogost,
and you think you can be happy in the cage with the tiger of your mind, you are naive, you are a great fool.
I ako mislite da možete biti sretni u kavezu s tigrom, onda ste naivni i veliko budalo.
Many devotees are really not aware that they have to make this stragosti.
Puno bhakta nije svjesno da moraju da naprave tu strogost.
I see many times in our temples that devotees just carelessly hang out.
Vidim često po našim hramovima da bhakti tako bezbrižno ide na oko.
Yes. They talk about so many subjects which are actually not related to Krishna.
Puno tema koje nisu povezane s Krishna.
And think, well, nothing happens. But all the devotees see a tiger.
Ali starije bhakte vide tigra.
A wild tiger.
Divlja tigra.
Who's uncontrolled.
Koji je neobuzdan.
It may not manifest immediately.
To se ne mora manifestovati odmah.
But rest assured, he will jump. And you will suffer. You will not be able to concentrate on Krishna. Also, devotees who are older in Krishna consciousness must be aware of this tiger nature of the mind.
Yes.
The dresser had described that even after the tiger, this particular tiger, was tamed, he always had to make sure to not turn the back to this tiger.
Taj dreser objasnio da čak i kad je taj tigar postao uključen, on je morao da uvek pazi da ne mu okrene leđa.
After 5 years, there was one incident where outside of the cage there was some disturbance during the show, and the dresser for a moment turned to see what was going on outside of the cage. And at that moment the tiger struck, and he had to go to the hospital afterwards, the dresser.
Nakon toga dresser ne mora ići u bolnicu.
Yeah, he was under the tiger.
On je bio ispod tigra.
And they had to, you know, somehow, you know, bring fire and drive the tiger into a corner to let go of the dresser.
I nekako su morali da nateraju tigra da se povuče kako bi spasili dresser.
Yes. So this is how you have to be prepared to do stragosti at the beginning. This means very particular, you have to control the mind.
Zato morate biti pripremljeni da vršite stragosti na početku, to znači da kontrolišete um.
Yes. We hear how in the old times saints would go all alone into the Himalayas.
Mi čujemo kako su u prošlosti mudraci išli u Himalaje.
they would control the breathing and raise the semen by yoga. They would refrain from all types of sense enjoyment and just seek out God. In the Shatru Shloki of the Bhagavatam, it is described that searcher for God must be prepared to always look for Him under all circumstances. Krishna consciousness can be compared to a romance. In a romance, you are always aware of the other partner. And you think how you can, you know, increase the relationship and make it more manifest. In the same way, you have to be prepared in this life to always work at your relationship with Krishna.
Na isti način morate biti pripremljeni da u ovom životu uvek radite na svom odnosu s Krishnom.
Do you know how to love?
Da li znate kako da volite?
Many times people in our sick materialistic civilization think love is something which the other person should give them and then they have it.
U našoj bolestnoj materialnoj civilizaciji ljudi često misle da je ljubav nešto što im ostali trebaju dati i onda to imaju.
Like an article which you get from the other person, for instance money or a new wristwatch.
Kao kad nešto dobijete od druge osobe, kao što su novac ili neki novi sat.
And then you have it.
I onda to imate.
But love you can never have.
Ali ljubav nikad ne možete imati.
It's something which is coming up or which takes place in the process of giving. Even if you look at, anyways, devotees, I don't want to get too much into the detail, really, because I would be misunderstood. Love comes in the process of giving. Therefore, Prabhupada has translated the term bhakti not just with love, but loving devotional service. Many translators use either love or mostly devotion, actually, devotion for bhakti. But Prabhupada said, no, it's devotional service, it's an active process. Then bhakti comes.
Puno prevodilaca prevode bhakti uglavnom kao predanost, ali Prabhupada prevode kao predanost služenje. Znači, to je aktivni proces, onda dolazi bhakti.
Bhakti is only there in someone who serves the Lord, who does an active endeavor and gives to the Lord his service.
Bhakti dolazi jedino kod onog koji služi gospodina, koji se trudi da služi.
It's not the Hollywood concept of love.
To nije znači hollywoodsko shvatanje
ljubavi. You know, the hero endeavors like a madman and then the girl finally says, yes, I love your nose. You know,
nije da si da se taj junak trudi kao neki užak i onda najzad da kaže o da, ja volim tvoj nos.
And then he has conquered her.
I onda ju je osvojio.
And then has her in her grips. This is an unrealistic Hollywood concept of love. It's based on gross desires for sense gratification. Where you have the other for sexual exploitation. Yes. Sometimes you say, oh, he doesn't like me any longer, or he doesn't love me any longer. This happens. Yes, you don't like him any longer or love him any longer. That's the reason why the giving has stopped.
Razlog je da ti ga više ne voliš ili ne dopada ti se, zato što je davanje, to davanje prestalo.
So in this life, if we want to establish our relationship with Krishna, we must do devotional service each day to him.
I ako u ovom životu želimo da uspostavimo ljubav sa Krishnom, onda moramo predano služiti svaki dan.
Krishna is covered from you by a curtain of the deluding mayic potency.
Krishna je prekriven od vas sa tom zavesom majne energije koja prekriva.
And this curtain will only open if you engage in devotional service.
Jedino ako predano služite.
Da 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 da. Otherwise it will be closed for millions of lifetimes. Yes. Now, we speak about knowing Krishna or having a relationship to Krishna. You can start with thinking about Krishna in a very basic way, which Krishna helps us in the 15th chapter.
I na Krishnu možete početi da mislite na jedan jako jednostavan osnovan način koji nam Krishna objašnjava u 15. poglavlju.
He says the splendor of the sun which dissipates the darkness of this whole world comes from me.
On kaže sjaj sunca koji rasterava tamu čitavog sveta dolazi od mene.
The light to see comes from Krishna. The splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also from me. I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. Isn't that an interesting thing to think about, Krishna? You are on this planet Earth, which is drifting in an ocean of darkness. If it goes 1 meter closer to the sun, it is burned to ashes. If it goes 1 meter away from the sun, then it everything just stagnates and is freezed.
A ukoliko se približi samo jedan metar suncu, onda će biti spaljeno, a ukoliko se udalji jedan metar, onda će sve tako postati neaktivno, smrznut će se.
Yes, and Krishna just keeps the planet just right.
Krishna održava planetu na pravo mjesto.
Do you eat sometimes?
Da li ponekad jedete?
Of course, that's the most important subject matter for survival in this life. Krishna is the moon which gives the juice into the vegetable. And Krishna enters into your stomacho. My dear Prasadam lovers. And he becomes the fire of digestion.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard from secret information that several of you can eat a lot. What would you do without the fire of digestion? It's such a private detail, isn't it, Radha Madhava? But, that's Krishna. Without him, you couldn't take prasadam, Radha Madhava. Where would you be without the fire of digestion, Guneshwara? Suffering very much, isn't it, Sudarshan? You would always have to say, Wala Puna, if someone gives you some sam slatke kuglice.
Yes.
And Krishna goes in the heart, Atmarama. He gives you the intelligence.
Da inteligenci.
To translate.
Da prevodi.
And not forget each sentence.
I da ne zaboraviš na rečenicu.
I have been in a situation, I don't know what happened. I was translating Sri Vishnupada in a public program, and all of a sudden I became nervous and could not remember anything.
Jednom sam prevodio Sri Vishnupada na jednom javnom programu i postao sam nervozan da nisam mogao da se sjetim ništa.
You see, sometimes it happens. You sing the Sangsara Dhavana prayers for the 101 millionth time.
I ponekad pevate Sangsara Dhava već 100 milion puta.
You know it.
Znate.
It always worked.
Uvijek je stalo.
But then you don't remember the line. I remember this happened to me in Sridhar Mayapur when all our, you know, ISKCON sannyasis were there, and I was requested to sing the morning prayers.
Sjećam se u Sridhar Mayapur kad su svi sannyasi bili tu, ja sam bio zamolen da su mene da pevam ujutro.
And I already knew, it's a strange trauma, I already knew, oh no, what if I forget the line? And then I struggled up till Sakshat Hari. It worked, no mistake. But then I didn't know what is the next verse. Of course it's Yasya Prasadat Bhagavad, but no problem, but I did not know it.
Naravno, to je sve prasada, ali ja nisam znao.
And, you know, then, you know, we have some conservative men in our ISKCON, which is very nice that we have them. They look at me, what is this unusual sannyasi from Harikesh Maharaj's zone? Don't they know the morning prayers there?
Da, imamo mi u ISKCON-u i tako malo konzervativnije osobe, da oni su pogledali koji je ovo i se njas i zoveš Harikesh Maharaj, zar oni ne znaju tamo kako se peva?
I know only in America we know the morning prayers.
Znam da samo u Americi znamo te jutarnje molitve.
I finally had to resort to lulu lulu lulu. What had happened is Krishna had taken the memory. There was nothing in the world which would help me to remember. That's Krishna. He just said, Tashinana Swami, I'm here with you in Sridhar Mayapur. I became very happy afterwards because I know, yes, he says in Gita, from me comes remembrance and forgetfulness. This time forgetfulness came from him.
Yes.
Direct proof of Krishna's existence. So also in other places like the 10th canto he describes in detail how we can recognize and see him also in this world. Chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now, one thing which, and I want to conclude my lecture here, one thing which you have to know is when we speak about developing your relationships to Krishna, there are two points which I want to bring it to your attention, which I have not spoken about yet. My first point is that Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to develop their relationship to Krishna.
Prva stvar je da je Prabhupada ohrabrio bhakte da razviju svoj odnos Krishna.
This became very clear when he left in 1970 for India.
To je bilo veoma jasno kad je 70 otišao u Indiju.
Some of you might remember just before that Srila Prabhupada had one very very heavy heart attack.
Verovatno nakon toga Prabhupada imao jedan veoma jak srčani udar.
And he tried to cure it in America, but the weather was so cold that he could not get his health back.
I pokušao je da to izvuče u Americi, ali tamo je bilo jako hladno da nije mogao uspjeti.
At that time he said that he might leave his body.
Tada je rekao da će možda napustiti telo.
And there was a very heartbreaking goodbye scene in the New York airport, because he said, I might not return, I might go to Vrindavan and die.
I to je bio stvarno srceparajući rastanak na njujorskom aerodromu, jer je on rekao, ja idem u Vrindavan i možda se neću vratiti.
Everyone was crying in the airport.
Svi su plakali.
Even the Kami started to cry because it was such a heartbreaking scene.
Čak su i Kami počeli plakati jer stvarno bilo srceparajuća scena.
And in the end, Prabhupada just embraced all the devotees.
I na kraju Prabhupada je zagrlio sobu.
You know, to, so that the pangs of separation would not be so heavy. And a little bit before, I mean, he was still in the temple, I think a few days before, he taught us the Nishinha prayers.
I nekoliko dana prije toga u hramu naučio nas je molitvama Nisimha Deva.
He said, I might go to India, I will go to India and I might not return.
On je rekao, ja idem u Indiju, možda se neću vratiti.
But be assured, Lord Nisimha Dev will protect you.
Ali budite sigurni da će vas gospod Nisimha Dev zaštititi.
In other words, even if I'm gone, Lord Nisimha Dev will take care of you.
Drugim rečima, čak ja, ako ja odem, gospod Nisimha Dev će se pobrinuti o vama.
This shows you how Srila Prabhupada, even at the beginning stages of Krishna, of the movement, was encouraging devotees to develop their relationship to Lord Nisimha Dev, to Krishna.
To pokazuje kako on, čak i na početku ovog pokreta svesnosti Krishna, Prabhupada je ohrabrio bhakte da razvije odnos sa Krishnom.
But a devotee must be very careful about this sentimentalism where he says, I have a relationship to Krishna.
Ali bhakta treba biti jako oprezan u vezi tog sentimentalizma gde kaže, ja imam odnos Krishna.
The relationship to Krishna can only be established over the relationship to your spiritual master.
Taj odnos s Krishnom može biti uspostavljen jedino preko odnosa sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Srila Prabhupada made this clear when he said, I'm not a scholar and I'm not a devotee.
I Prabhupada je to lepo objasnio kad je rekao, ja nisam učenjak, niti sam bhakta.
But I'm trying to carry out the orders of my spiritual master.
Ali pokušavam da ispunim naređenje mog duhovnog učitelja.
I don't know Krishna.
Ja ne znam Krishna.
But I know my Guru Maharaj.
Ali znam svog Guru Maharaja.
So, Prabhupada expressed this point. So yes, we should establish our relationship to Krishna and make it more concrete.
Da, mi trebamo uspostaviti svoj odnos s Krishnom i napraviti ga malo čvršći.
But we should know this will be possible only through service to the lotus feet of our spiritual master.
Ali treba da znamo da je to jedino moguće preko služenja lotusovih stopova našeg duhovnog učitelja.
I personally find this is a very important point which devotees who want to establish the relationship more have to become aware of.
Ja sam jako svestan da je to veoma bitna poanta o kojoj bhakte koji žele da spostave svoje odnose s Krišom moraju postati više svesni.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. This is what I had to say about the subject matter. Maybe you do have some questions, because after all it is an important search, the search for Krishna.
Možda neko od vas ima neko pitanje, nakon svega ovo je jako bitna stvar potrebna za Krishna.
Šta znači spustiti se sa uzvišene iluzije i u kojoj guni je ta, u kojoj guni se bhakti nalazi kod je to iluzija?
Kad se spusti?
Ne, šta znači da treba, ja sam čuo jednu poruku na nadležnoj lekciji govori, šta znači to, trebalo da se spustimo sa uzvišene iluzije i u kojoj guni se nalazi ta uzvišena iluzija?
Once you mentioned in one lecture that we must come down from the sublime level of illusion, but
sublime level of
or the level of sublime illusion, exalted illusion.
Yeah.
But he wants to know kako to možemo raditi? In which guna this elevated illusion is?
I hope I do understand your question correctly, Madan Gopal. The Gita speaks of different kinds of faith which are different from each other by the modes of material nature which determine their content.
Gita priča o raznim verama koje se razlikuju po tome u koju su guni.
Yes. Actually, if you study the Gita very carefully, it's very interesting to note how much Krishna speaks really about the three modes of nature who conduct our thoughts and our lives in this world.
Ako pažljivo proučavate Gita, vidjet ćete da Krishna jako često priča o tim gunama materijalne prirode koji na neki način vode naš život i naše misli.
In the 14th, in the 6th text, he says to Arjuna, he describes exactly how each mode works and also how it binds.
U 6. Stihu 14. Poglavlja on kaže kako svaka guna deluje i kako vezuje.
The mode of goodness, being purer than the others, is illuminating and is and it frees one from all sinful reactions.
Guna vrline koja je čišća od ostalih prosvetljuje osobu i oslobođa od svih grešnih posljedica.
Yes. This happens sometimes in our lives when we can get up early.
To se ponekad dešava u našem životu kad možemo ustati ranije.
We eat not too much and not too little.
Ne jedemo ni previše ni premalo.
And we just feel deep in the heart a sense of happiness. Krishna describes this. Those situated in that mode become conditioned by a sense of happiness and knowledge.
Krishna kaže, oni koji se nalaze u toj guni postaju uslovljeni osjećajem sreće i znanja.
Yeah. The best examples are the scientist and the philosopher.
Najbolji primjer su naučnici i filozofi.
Each is very proud of his knowledge.
Svako je jako ponosan na svoje znanje.
And because they generally improve the material conditions of life, they feel a sort of material happiness.
I zato što oni uglavnom poboljšaju svoje materijalno stanje, osjećaju neku sreću.
Now this type of advanced happiness makes them bound by the mode of goodness.
I taj osjećaj tako naprednije sreće vezuje ih za gunu vrline.
They are so happy they don't want to surrender to Krishna.
Tako su sretni da uopšte ne žele da se predaju Krishna.
It's rare to meet these people. I think in Serbia it's extremely rare. They are like dinosaurs.
Jako je teško sresti tako ljude, pogotovo ovdje u Srbiji.
Yes. So this type of exalted illusion,
ta vrsta te uzvišene iluzije,
it manifests in the life of a devotee that he thinks, oh, I'm actually better than these young devotees.
Manifestuje se u životu bhakta, kada misli, ja sam u stvari bolji od mladih bhakta.
I'm actually more advanced.
Ja sam napredniji.
This is an objective fact.
To je u stvari objektivna činjenica.
But it doesn't manifest in any ugly way.
Ali to se ne manifestuje na neki ružan način.
In the mode of ignorance, that same pride is also there, but it manifests very ugly.
U gumi neznanja također postoji taj isti ponos, ali manifestuje se na veoma ružan način.
All these are nonsense.
Ovi su svi.
Let's make politics.
Pravit ćemo politiku.
Politic is typical. That's more in the mode of passion, by the way.
U stvari, to politika je više u gumi strasti.
Yes. But in the mode of ignorance, the person is so proud he just can't live with devotees. He has to go outside, It's ironic. Although he's so fallen, he thinks he's so great. This is Maya, how she makes a fool of us. Yes. Yes. Your name is?
Dan.
Yes, I remember now.
Ja bih htio da pitam Maharadža, ovdje je misli Šila Prabhupada rekao da um mora da se sredimo na Krišnu. I sad stoji da, to je moj lični primjer, ja ponekad imam iskustvo da čak i ne želim nešto da kontrolišem, ali to mi sam um donese takvu misli, onda ispada da kontrolišem. I tom kontrolom ujedno radim i neke uvrede i to je jako, jako negativno za moj duhovni život. Pa bih htio da ga pitam na koji način da spreči svoj um da kontroliše.
In the purport it was mentioned that we must fix our mind on Krishna. Sometimes he finds his mind that he wants to control the situation around him, and due to this he makes sometimes offenses. But he wants to know how can he control his mind that his mind doesn't control.
Yes, mind control is an interesting subject matter.
Control
you have to, in order to have a peaceful mind, you have to make a conducive atmosphere around you as much as possible. Food, for instance, has a great influence on the mind. Be careful with too much sweets. Yeah, the mind just goes. Yes. We have a few little Miss schoolgirls. It's a common expression. Good morning, little Miss schoolgirl. You don't know this song, Tony Winter? it's the old generation. You know, we were in the school always sing it. Good morning, little Miss schoolgirl. This is how we would go to school in the young day when we were young, innocent. And this schoolgirl was describing to me that I have to be very careful with this association. It's a fact, the mind becomes influenced by association very much. I remember how Madhavendra Puri, or what was his name, the scientist, he went with the bus to Beograd And afterwards, he was just totally finished because he heard all the time this Kami music, saw the Kami TV, and everything smelled like onion. You know, it was a Balkanitska bus, you know, and garlic, you know.
Okay, this was very Narendra Puri išao autobusom za Beograd, kad se vratio bio je kompletno gotov, jer dok je putovao slušao tu Kami muziku, gledao televiziju, onda sve vreme išao na
Book Very Wood. And he described how his mind was actually becoming influenced, and he thought he would bloop.
I pričala je kako je prema mu pravo pričudice svega toga pomislio da će da glupne.
So yes, if you don't carry a strong so you have to be very careful, especially if you live in Jagodina, chicken town. We have Smederevo, that's a goose town, and you know, the Kikiriki town, that's the Kikiriki town. You have to be a little careful because there is a mode of ignorance all around.
Ti moraš biti jako prepaziti jer živiš u Jagodini koju smo nazvali
I remember when we were in Borča, every year we would hear, you know, the screaming of the pigs which were slaughtered just next to the temple.
Sjećam se kad smo bili u Borči, svake godine čuli bi to vrištenje svinja koje su bili tu u blizu.
You have to be careful.
Moraš biti prepazit.
Because it's so much mode of ignorance surrounding you.
Jer guna neznanja te je oko tebe.
Then it's just sometimes found that the mind gets less inspired and maybe even a little depressive. Oh, I will never make it.
I ponekad se desi da je um tako manj inspirisan ili već postoji depresivan, nikad ne pristupi.
Oh, yeah. The worst thing which influences the mind is politics.
Najgora stvar koja utiče na um su politike.
Because then you make offenses against Vaishnavas and then you cannot make advancement in spiritual life.
Jer onda pravite uvrede prema Vaishnavom i ne možete da napredite u duhovnom životu.
Be careful about politics.
Pazite se politike.
It's Kali's trick.
To je trick Kali.
Oh. So bad.
Oh. To je tako baš.
Yes.
How can we know that we are closer to Krishna when we try to have more bigger relationship to him? What do we feel and
happy? Very inspired, Sudarsha. We feel that the Lord is actually there and wants us to come to him. And this will make us so happy. Someone cares for me in this world. Krishna cares for me.
Krishna brine.
This is what you feel when you come closer. How do you know that Krishna cares to you, for you? Is it sahajiya? Is this understanding Krishna cares for me maybe a sentimental understanding?
Da li je možda kako da znaš da nije to mišljenje o Krishna misli na mene da nije neki sadržaj u sentimentalizmu?
No, you will see, Sudarshan, that there are many arrangements which you can easily recognize to be Krishna's arrangements so that you can advance.
Ne vidjet ćeš da neki aranžmani koji se događaju da su Krišnjine aranžmani da napreduješ.
Open your eyes and see Krishna's arrangements.
Otvori svoje oči i vidi Krišnjine aranžmani.
This is the easiest way for us to see Krishna in the form of his plan for us.
To je najlakši način na koji možemo vidjeti Krišnju u obliku njegovih planova za nas.
Isn't it sometimes that you have the feeling, any one of us, that, oh, Krishna wants to tell me something, he wants something of me?
Da nekada osjećaš, Krishna želi nešto da mi kaže, on želi nešto od me.
This means you're coming closer to Krishna.
To znači da se približavaš njemu.
But many times you have said no to Krishna's arrangement.
Ali puno puta si rekao ne na Krishna's arrangement.
I mean every one of us, many times we have said no.
Svi mi puno puta smo rekli ne.
But Krishna has not lost his patience. He is continuing to give us chances. Oh, when do we see them all? When will we see them all? Yes, I will have to go. Vlatko? Vlatko, isn't it?
Tiger Uma, yes.
How to hold it back, the Tiger Uma, isn't it?
Da nam pomogne. Prvo, kojeg među prvima, osim naravno Krišne, pitanje koliko možemo da se setimo i Guru da promene.
When this tiger of mind attacks us, rapidly.
He's a man eater.
Yeah, but when he attacks, which of these 10 ropes should we pull first?
Have no analogy for the 10 ropes, to be quite honest. I have not thought about them. But it really starts with the 4 rules and regulations. If you break them, you know, then the mind goes wild. Meat. You know the 4 rules. Another rope is some discipline.
Druga уже neka disciplina.
You have to know one word in relationship to the mind.
Moraš znati jednu reč koja se odnosi na.
No.
Ne.
Say no to the tiger.
Reci ne, tigru.
Say no to the tiger. Say no.
Reci ne, tigru.
Prana Bandhu.
Yes, Maharaj, thank you. Before Krishna consciousness, I was thinking that I know something about love. Then later on, I find out whatever I felt, it is all just the lust and selfishness.
Oh, really?
Yes, but still there is some desire to love others, and there is a need for some spontaneous expression of that. But now I'm
sure.
Always thinking, oh, what do I feel? Is that maybe lust, or is that maybe some selfish desire for position, or for something, for honor? But it is not possible like that. Then I'm frustrated very much.
Yes. Yes. Well, in relationship to devotees, you can manifest your love in the following ways. To younger devotees, preach. To the devotees who are on your level, make friendships. And from the older, learn. It sounds so rigid. We want something more spontaneous in the balcony. But if you just think about, you know, what does it mean to make friendship with devotees? Give them presents. You're never too poor to give a good present. Give them prasadam. Speak with them confidentially. But confidential talk doesn't mean to talk about every material contamination in the mind which ever happened there since being in the material world.
Ali to povedlo ključenje vrednosti da pričeta svakoj najmanjoj materialnoj zagađenosti koja je umu od kad ste u materialnom svetu.
Many times devotees think this. And they get totally lost on the mentality
niveau.
And in the end they quarrel. And they say, do you know what Pranabandhu did before he came to Krishna consciousness? Oh, he told me personally. And then, you know, more hurt is created.
I onda nastaje još više
Do you want to know what Pranabandhu thinks about the temple president?
Da li želi da sazna šta Pranabandhu misli o temple president?
I can tell you.
Mogu da ti kažem.
I heard it with my own ears. And you know, and then the whole you have to, you know, first of all, don't get on the mental platform. And second of all, if you sometimes in a devotee exchange do this, keep confidential things confidential. Atmarama. The one who is satisfied in the self.
You mentioned that we must learn from all the devotees. Sometimes we have a maybe tendency to become to idealize these devotees. And
so what? Idealize. Yes.
Right? But sometimes we find that some devotees which we had very big trust and faith.
Betrayed us.
Not maybe didn't hurt us, but we found that their behavior is not really exemplary as we thought in the beginning.
Oh.
So this faith and weakened, we cannot have so much faith. So what to do in such circumstances?
Not sure.
So I got priča se o tome da trebamo učiti od starije bakte, ali ponekad bakte u kojem smo imali veliku veru i želili smo da učimo, ponekad nas svojim ponašanjem iznevere, što onda odgovorite prirodno.
I think really it's natural.
Mislim da je to prirodno.
All the devotees must be very aware that they do not just say, you know, they don't rest on their position. They must give the example. For instance, Prabhupada wanted this very much of his sannyasis. Well, sannyasis should come to them all the programs, morning programs. This is like they shouldn't think I'm so exalted. Maybe, you know, when we have our sannyasis, some of them get older and you know, I'm not speaking of this, I'm speaking of the general normal case. So all older devotees have a great responsibility. You are now also an older devotee, Atmarama, to some, to the newcomers. It means you should not take worship or any position without giving.
Ti si sad također stari bakta prema nekim, i to znači da ne trebaš prihvatiti to
I must tell you, I personally was in a great dilemma because of the question which you have voiced. I had the same situation. I had a leader, a GBC man, my GBC man in the old days,
He would act in the most outrageous way.
Já jsem ještě měl tu dilemu, protože na živě si ponekad viděl, když jsem měl být ponekad viděl na nej outrageous?
Wild.
Na nej bydě naše.
For instance, he told us to get to go to the apple plantage in the night with a huge truck, you know, and fill it full with apples.
And
at that time I was so naive, I thought that this is an order directly from Prabhupada through the GBC. Let's steal some apples. And later I felt, well, this may not be totally
transcendental.
I had more and more such questions. But I thought it's not. I'm not surrendered if I. It's just my mind. You know, it was harmless what we did, but it was really not transcendent. It was really, this person was in Maya, and it later showed.
To nie było nic strasznego, ale nie było tam sensowego, nie było Maya, to się kasnie pokazało.
So we should, I mean, the Krishna consciousness, we have to open also our eyes. But we should not become critical because of this. We should talk with all the devotees. Am I the only one who sees this? Maybe I am wrong, and please help me. We are not the International Society for communistic party, you know, where everyone knows it stinks, but we don't say anything. But when we feel it stinks, we should not, you know, make politics, but go to the right, you know, to the senior devotees, our GBC coordinator said, maybe I'm just too fault finding, please help me. Or we don't know the temple commander, we can go to the temple commander, or you know, our immediate ashram leader and so on, and talk with him. I'm for this because for 10 years I kept my mouth shut and went on stealing apples. I don't think I pleased Krishna very much with stealing apples. Alright. We are now at 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. Think about your relationship to
Krishna.
Become good devotees. Become enthusiastic. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Nitai ki
jai.
Gaur Premanandi
Hari Ho. Jai Krishna Sachinandana Maharaj ki
jai. Properly, but they didn't change.
Then it's their life. They are free. Only if they create disturbances to other devotees, then it must be dealt.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhupada even said there are many non-devotees in this society. It's possible. But when they stay, they might also become devotees.
We heard yesterday that to which places actually Maharaj Parikshit allowed Kali to enter. So when Kali comes into the temple, does it mean that the rules and regulations are broken?
Pošto je juče već pomenuto na lekciji na koje mesta Kali može ući. Da li kada Kali uđe u templu znači da možda pravile propise templu su na sve detalju?
Now the first symptom is quarrel amongst devotees.
Prvi simptom Kali koji se pojavi sa među bhaktama je da bhakti počnu se svađati.
And then devotees will lose their heart.
In the bhakti izgube srce.
And then they will be spiritually weak.
Onda samim tim postanu spiritualno slabi.
And then later they might break the rules.
Onda kasnije kao posljedica toga mogu prekršiti pravila i propise.
When a devotee is satisfied, he does not think of breaking the principle.
Dakle, kada je zadovoljan duhovnom životom, ne razmišlja o tome da prekrši princip.
He has a higher taste.
A on ima viši ukus.
Dr. Srinivasa.
He said the other day that Krishna never interferes with our independence. But a devotee actually doesn't want to be dependent, he wants to be dependent on Krishna. Now, does Krishna interfere with one's independence, with the devotee's independence, if he asks him to interfere? And is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra just that?
Mm-hmm. Let me be very sure that I understand your question properly. Krishna does not interfere with the independence of his devotee or with anyone, any living entity. Now, when a devotee chants and begs to be engaged in the service by the Hare Krishna mantra, isn't then Krishna interfering with this devotee like this, that he somehow gets into the life of the devotee?
Yes, because actually we have this demoniac, that's why we're here, to be desire to be independent.
Yeah.
Then when we become devotees, we want to depend only on Krishna.
Yeah. So maybe then Krishna interferes with us by making us devotees.
Yes.
He changes our nature.
Pitanje u vezi toga da Krishna ne meša u našu nezavisnost, ali kada postanemo bhakti, da li Krishna može početi da utiče na želju bhakti, u stvari da postane ovisan na njemu? Mi kad dođemo u materijalni svijet, mi možda želimo biti nezavisni, ali kad postanemo bhakti, bhakta mantrujući sveto ime i služeći Krishnu, njegova jedina želja da postane ovisan o Krišnji. Da li Krišnja u tom trenutku, da bi pokazao milost u svom bhakti, može se umešati u tu nezavisnost i u stvari učiniti da mi postanemo ovisni nje?
It can't be called interference, but it's called reciprocation.
Ne možemo reći da se on baš meša, nego ona mu uzvraća.
And you can say that's a type of.
Yeah.
But really, there is this law of reciprocation. It means that Krishna sees that the devotee wants him, and that the devotee wants to be purified, and then he comes and helps.
Jer Krishna vidi da bhakta želi Krishna i da želi da se pročisti, on dođe do bhakti i želi da mu pomogne.
There's a wonderful story from Raj about this.
Postoji jedna divna priča iz Raja o tome.
There was once a very poor lady.
Jedna vrlo siromašna dama.
Very poor. She had one cow and lived by selling the milk.
Ona imala kravu i živjela tako što je prodavala mlijeko.
So each evening she came with a cup of milk she crossed the Yamuna and gave it to the worship of Madan Mohan.
I ona bi svaki dan bez razlike donala jednu posudu punu mlijeka radi da bi se obožavao radu Madan Mohan.
But when she crossed the Yamuna, because she was so pure, poor, she put a piece of cloth over the milk container and then put a little water in there to make it more. You understand?
In the milk.
Yeah, to make it more volume.
I onda da pošto je bila jako siromašna dok je prelazila Jamunu, jednostavno je sipala vodu unutra u tu posudu da bi imala više mlijeka.
And no one knew about it.
Niko nije znao za to.
So one day,
jednog dana,
sorry, one evening, the pujari took the milk like he had always done it and poured it into a pot in order to make it hot and then serve it to the deity. This poor lady was standing before the altar praying. The pujari looked at the milk pot and there was a little Yamuna fish swimming inside. Somehow she had not covered the pot properly and the fish had come from inside. And he was screaming, "You nonsense! I have almost served Madame Mohan a cooked fish. And now I know. Every time you have diluted the milk, it's called
sada,
dilution.
Sada znam, jednostavno svaki put si uništila najkom i zapravila.
This is a great sin.
To je veliki greh.
Yeah, it is described. If you dilute milk, oh, that was really bad in the Vedic time.
Kaže se da je to jako loše vedsko doba kad bi tako razdoživljeno.
Very bad form of cheating, yeah.
Veoma, veliki, loš način prevare.
So, I battered you out. You can never come. I want to never see your face again. Madame Mohan is very angry.
Madame Mohan is jako ljut.
So the poor woman went back to her hut. She was so finished. She was a devotee of Madame
Mohan.
For 3 days and nights she did not eat anything. She just stayed in her bed and totally finished, cried, and totally mental. The cow was screaming wah, 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 because she was not milked, but she couldn't even hear it. Her life was finished. Then, in the evening of the third night, she heard a banging at the door. She said, I'm not here. But she heard a very sweet voice, "Please open." And she saw a wonderful looking Brahmin boy, just very sweet. "I'm hungry, Ma."
Rekla, "Mama, ja sam gladan."
"I'm sorry, I have nothing to eat. I have fasted for 3 days." "Go to some other house. And I'm not washed, I cannot cook." "No, there must be something in your house. I'm so hungry, I can't walk." "Well, I have nothing there. 3 days ago I had milk and this milk is now sour." "Oh, sour milk? I like sour milk." And she just looked at the boy and thought, "Well, so wonderful, you know, so sweet boy.
All right, if you want the sour milk, here it is. Then the boy, who must have been around 15 years old, he said, I'm very, very tired now. I cannot travel any longer. Can I stay in your hut? Oh, that will not be good, said the lady. I am also a little young, just 19 years. And you know, I don't even want to tell you what happened, but people will talk about us. It's not possible, I'm sorry. You see, there's only 1.5 rooms. You see, Bide? I'm so tired, it's all right. On your risk, you can sleep there. Then in the night, she heard again a voice. Oh, it's very cold. Can you give me an extra blanket? She took the blanket she was sleeping on, a very old blanket. Sometimes in winter she would go with this blanket in the village. She just gave it. And then she fell asleep and was extremely blissful. She felt so blaženstvo. Now the next morning she rose and wanted to look at this beautiful young man. But he was gone. How is it possible? He must have stepped over me and I would have definitely noticed something. I'm always sleeping at the door. And then the next thing she heard is very loud, and she saw the pujari screaming with fury. You absolute nonsense lady. Now you have done the biggest offense. Your blanket is around the deity Radha, Madame
Mohan.
Your dirty blanket. And she just said, wait a minute. And then she remembered she had seen something in the room when she looked for the Brahmin boy. She went again in the room and saw the yellow scarf. It's a shawl of Krishna, it's a yellow shawl. It was from the deity. She said, you don't know anything. Madan Mohan came. Oh, Sahajiya, Sahajiya, Sahajiya. No. What is this scarf? She had tears of ecstasy in her eyes. That Krishna had accepted her service and had reciprocated with her intense mood of devotion. Yes. You could say this is interference. It is Krishna seeing his devotee and helping his devotee. Some philosophers say
that Krishna is partial to his devotees. They say, well, Krishna as Paramatma is like the Kalpa Vriksha, for what, it's a tree who gives you whatever you want. Krishna is giving in the same way every living entity what he wants.
Jer kaže se da je Paramatma poput kalpa vrikša, na to drveća želja koja svakom živom biću uzvraća na njegovu želju, na što on želi.
But for a devotee, he sometimes is not like a kalpa vrikša. He doesn't sometimes give them what they want.
Ali ponekad je Krishna nije kalpa vrikša za svoga bhaktu, ne da mu nešto što možda on jako želi.
Or he gives them even though they don't ask anything. In this way, Krishna is more like a walking Kalpa Vriksha tree. Who has seen a walking Kalpa Vriksha tree? In other words, he breaks his rules of being partial, of being equal to everyone. Some philosophers say this is a fault in the Lord. Because he is attached to his devotees. And God should be free from attachment. No, but this is a quality of the Lord. He is Bhakta Vatsalya. That means a friend of the devotees. This is a speciality. So I really don't think we can talk of interference here. We should talk more of loving reciprocation. Yes. Krishna, Krishna. It's an interesting point, isn't it? This is made by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But we must love Krishna Srinivas before we come to this level. We have to, you know, work hard on purification. It is described that in Krishna consciousness the devotee has spiritual happiness. But this spiritual happiness in the beginning is like poison. In the end it is happiness. But sometimes when you are in the process, it is like poison. Why? Because you have to control the mind and the senses. And they will scream, oh Dr. Srinivasa, why don't you listen to us?
Zašto nas ne slušaš?
What has happened to you? Why are you so cruel?
Zašto si tako okrutan? Šta se desilo sa tobom?
We are your best friends.
Mi smo tvoji najbolji prijatelji.
Life after life we have entangled you.
Te zapličemo život za života.
Now you control me.
A sada hoćeš da me kontroliraš.
I have controlled you life after life.
Život za životom te kontroliram.
Your mind.
Tvoj um.
I'm your mind.
Ja sam tvoj um.
Don't be so cruel.
Ne budi tako okrutan.
Don't take revenge now. That's why it is poison in the beginning.
Zato može biti otrovno.
The mind is will scream.
Um tu koji će vrištati.
Isn't it? Do you have also this experience?
Ali imate to iskušenje
Sudarshan, I think he has this experience. Because his mind is really wild. Yeah. Is it? You told me once.
Yeah.
Now you have to control it, the mind will go like...
Sad moraš naučiti da kontroliš šum kada on počne da viče...
But if you don't do this...
Jer ako to ne učinimo...
And you look for the pleasure which is poison, which is nectar in the beginning, but poison in the end. You are lost. Arjuna asked Krishna, this is how the acharya said, but my dear Lord, how the Acharyas comment, my dear Lord, what is the poison in this? In this, you know, what is nectar in the beginning and poison at the end? What is the poison exactly?
Yeah, kao što čari govore u trenutku objašnjavaju te trenutku kad je Arjuna rekao, pitao je Krišna, ali zapravo Krišna, šta je ono što je otrov na kraju, jer u toj situaciji ono što je nektar, šta je to što dođe kao otrov na kraju nakon tog nektara?
And the Acharyas explain, then Krishna says, first I will explain the nectar of material life.
I onda čarije opisuje da stoji, kaže Krišna, znaš šta, pročeti opisati nektar materijalnog sveta.
It's sex life with someone else than your legally married woman.
A to je seksualni život sa ženom koja nije tvoja zakonita žena.
That's the real juice of material.
To je sok materijalnog života.
Krishna is very realistic.
Krishna je veoma realističan.
With young girls, enjoying, this is the nectar.
Nektar materijalnog sveta je naša želja da uživamo s mladim devojkama.
But in the end it turns out to be poison.
A na kraju se to okrene u otrov.
Worse than poison.
Gore nego otrov.
Because poison you only die one life.
Jer od otrova umrete samo u jednom životu.
But by the sex life you are so greedy. Life after life you try to satisfy it.
Ali ovaj seksualni pod, žene za seksom je toliko moćna da ona nastruje život za život.
And this way you are forced life after life to take birth.
I onda smo prisiljeni da život za životom ponovo uzimamo.
We should have milost to Mick Jagger.
Trebamo dati milost Mick Jagger.
Or who is a pop star? Bayago. It may seem that they enjoy the nectar.
Možda izgleda sada kao da oni uživaju nektar.
But it's worse than poison.
A to je gore od otrova.
Life after life, they are burning with lusty desires which cannot be.
Oni iskaraju u požudnim ženama koje se ne mogu ispuniti.
Poor Bayago.
Ja bi Bayago.
I find this analysis very, very treffend. Wie sagt man treffend? Wie sagt man treffend? It hits the point. Yeah, yeah. It is poignant. It really. Yeah. This evening we will go to the Bhagavad Gita and we will hear many amazing points actually. The 8th chapter. It's my favorite chapter. If you have any questions, please keep them for
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Gauri Nitai ki jai, Gauri Premanand ki jai.
Jednu veoma čudnu ideju da ako će nekom upotrebiti stvari za Krišnu, da može čak da vara ljude, da varajući uzimaju ljudima novac, varajući i kradući, ako će taj novac posle biti upotrebljen za Krišnu, da je to sve okej. I čak jednom kad sam govorio protiv toga, bilo mi je rečeno da još uvijek imam materijalni konflikt pravde.
It is a fact that spiritual life is beyond good and bad in the material world.
Činjenica da je duhovni život izgled dobrog i lošeg u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Oh, this was really Krishna Gocha, you saved us. Thank you. Please, next time do it earlier. Yeah. There is an example of where mundane morality stops a devotee to do the right thing and serve Krishna.
Aha, postoji primjer u stvari gdje svetovna moralnost sprečava baktu da služi Krishna.
It was when Krishna requested Yudhishthira to speak a lie.
I to je slučaj kada je Krishna zahtjevao od Yudhishthira da izgovori laž.
Yudhishthira said, I never spoke a lie, I can't do this.
I Yudhishthira je rekao, ja nikada nisam izgovorio laž, ja to ne mogu da učinim.
The scribe that this was faulty on the part of Yudhishthira.
I objašnjeno u stvari da je to bila greška na Yudhishthirinoj strani.
But in the example which you have cited, or in examples like this, this is not that Krishna personally tells his devotees to steal in the material world. He actually says Brahmins must be truthful.
Ali u stvari taj primjer koji ste navijeti, to uopšte nije to da Krishna će sad reći takoj osobi da krade u materijalnom svijetu. U stvari Krishna kaže da Brahmana on treba da bude istinoljubiv.
Yeah. There are two reasons.
Postoje dva razloga za to.
One is if you speak in untruth or act untruthful, it will create a bad reaction in the heart. You will say it again. You will lie again and again.
Jedan razlog za to je da ako govorimo laži i ako varamo, onda će to stvoriti naviku u srcu i onda ćemo to raditi iznova i iznova.
A more important reason is that Krishna is the Lord and Master of Brahminical behavior, and Brahmins are truthful.
I drugi još jači razlog je da je Krishna u stvari gospodar Brahmana i oni su istinoljubivi.
Yes. And there's also a social reason.
I također postoji društveni razlog.
You know, you can't spread a movement with such by principles which are not true principles.
I u stvari ne možete proširiti uopšte pokret bilo kakav ako ne sledite te najosnovnije principe istine.
I think in the answer maybe you have also not understood it properly. I don't